following program may contain material that is inappropriate for children or your workplace.
The following production of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour contains fictional material used strictly for satirical and comedic purposes, and it should not be accepted as being factual, and all voices are impersonated.
Check for sound. Check for power. Get it ready.
Systems online.
Now let's get fired up for the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah!
I'm a foolish cardinal.
It's about leading the league and fucking wins.
Welcome to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Roethlisberger.
Roethlisberger.
What the fuck is wrong with Ben Roethlisberger, whatever his name is?
And now, here's John and Tom.
We stink. Stink.
Get out, squeak!
This is the best of the Bang Radio Hour.
You know, you've mentioned this before, that when you listen to their games on the radio, they've got this 70-whatever-year-old Sam Huff doing the games.
All right, Sam Huff, the Hall of Fame linebacker for the Redskins and the Giants, and Sonny Jurgensen. Both of them are 77. One of them is sharp as a tack, and his name is Sonny, and the other one is completely freaking losing it.
And I had no idea. I mean, you used to tell me about the stuff he'd say, but until I actually heard these clips, I did not realize how out of it this guy really is.
Oh, dude, and these aren't even all that bad. They are a lot worse. I'm definitely going to be rolling on every single Redskins game this year, just so we can pull some of these gems out. These are going to be our new Michael Irvin clips, believe you me.
Well, here's an example.
Chip shot from 28 yards out, just inside the left hash.
18 yards out.
Well, there's a 10-yard end zone. This is a 28-yard field goal attempt.
This isn't back in the day when the goalpost was at the front of the end zone.
How many times do you think Sam's head got rammed into that goalpost on a goal line play?
All right, here's another clip.
Play action fake Moore. Bootlegs it. Nobody knows he has the football. To the left, wide open, has got the first down.
Boy, he can run. I don't know who that guy is, but he is fast and had that football. He was
Moore?
Yeah, I mean, he went out right to the sideline.
There was nobody there. I don't know how fast he was.
That's pretty fast.
Oh, God. All right, look, it was one of those, it was a naked bootleg, right, where nobody expected him to have the ball, and everybody was on the right side of the field, and he took off on the left. We've all seen that play, right? And he got about 12 yards and got run out of bounds. Frankly, I was surprised he didn't get like 30. And yeah, Huff, I love Sonny Jurgensen there.
Moore?
Moore? Ugh.
Moore?
Moore?
Yeah. No.
Yeah. I love that. He goes, yeah, I don't know who he is, but he sure is fast. And then Sonny goes, well, there was nobody there. I don't know how fast he was. And he goes, yeah, there's nobody there. That's fast.
He was so fast, Tom, that as soon as he hiked the ball, it was another first down.
Right. Here, he must not have been watching the play before the one he'd just seen.
No screen passes anymore.
I guess they wanted to play before this.
I didn't see it.
What were you watching?
Well, I was watching the play, but it didn't look like a screen to me. It looked
the
like
one to Halu on the right?
Oh, God. And, you know, this play was a quintessential screenplay. It was, you know, it was one as soon as all of us, everybody listening to this show, as soon as the guy snapped the ball, everybody would yell, "Screen!" It was one of those classics from the textbook, page 5.
Right.
I haven't seen one of that. We've run one of those since 1964. You know, that Matt Moore is so fast. I don't know who he is, but he threw a pass, and when he ran downfield to block for the receiver, it hit him in the head.
Perfect throw, right on the, you know, right on the sidewalk almost.
He threw to the sidewalk, John.
He threw it over there, Tom, and I'm telling you, he almost hit the mailman.
Perfect throw, right on the, you know, right on the sidewalk almost.
Wow. Why does this guy have a job?
He's right over there, almost hit that organ grinder and his little monkey.
Why does that guy have a job?
Because he's Sam Huff. He's a Hall of Famer, and he and Sonny Jurgensen pretty much own DC.
Well, they don't let Hall of Fame football players play the game anymore either.
No, I understand that. And I'm sure that it's probably getting to the point where they're going to have to ask him to step down
which is bad for everybody involved, because really, when you're watching the Redskins, this is about the only entertainment we get. Except for our rookie linebacker, man. Ryan Kerrigan's all right.
That guy's awesome.
He is awesome. And Leonard Hankerson.
And he gives me fits in Madden 2012. Mm-hmm. Pain in the ass, man.
Skins have one touchdown in the last 2.5 games. Well, so the move to Rex has not found pay dirt.
It's pretty good. Yeah, it was the right move.
It was the right move.
I think it's the best move they could have made.
And you know what, Tom? In all honesty, that is a correct statement. It is actually the best move they could have made. Right. John Beck doesn't get us in position to throw interceptions at the five-yard line.
What's the score?
What's the score?
The scoreboards are like 30 yards wide. They're everywhere.
What's the score? What's the score?
That was like 3 minutes into the third quarter, dude. Halftime, and you had plenty of time to figure out where the scoreboard was.
You're the guy doing the game on the radio.
What's the score?
He just woke up. Wait, excuse me, what?
What's the score?
I forgot.
10-6, Dolphins leading the Redskins.
I forgot, he said. I forgot.
Dude, I tell you what, Larry Michael is a very patient guy. He gets a lot of hate in Washington, but he's very patient with this old dude.
What's the score?
Is it time for kickoff yet?
It's the best of Bang Radio.
All right, let's see. Joe Pa had some fun.
Who were they playing here? This was week two, right?
This was one of the cream puffs they scheduled. Who were they playing in week two?
That Temple, or was that last week?
Temple was last week. So, you know, something, Little Mary Sisterhood of the Blind, right, or whatever, that they were beating the living. Oh, they were playing Oregon. Oregon State.
Yeah.
Right.
So they
were beating them 35-7 at halftime.
Yeah, and at halftime, they talked to Joe Pa. Here's what he said.
A coach missing a couple defensive starters, but how would you grade the defensive performance?
Well, we got a little started playing on the back of our heels on that drive, and we didn't, the linebackers were a little bit, I don't know what you'd call it, but we can do better than that. But,
yeah, hey.
You know, Oregon State's a good football team. It isn't like they're a bunch of schmeals. That's a good football team.
You know, they're not a bunch of schlemiels out there.
I mean, it isn't like they're a bunch of schlemiels.
No, they're more like the cat's pajamas, you know, the bee's knees. There's some really cool cats on that team.
That's too funny.
It's not like they're schlemiels.
Oh, my God.
That's the only time I've ever heard that used outside of the Laverne and Shirley theme.
Is that right?
I always thought it was a word they made up for that stupid song. Joe Paterno uses it.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Oh my God. You know what? Now I gotta mix.
I gotta give you 5 stars for pulling that out.
I gotta mix Joe Pa over that now.
Oh my God. Hey, you know, it's like they're coached by the Fonz over there. They're pretty good. Hey.
It isn't like they're a bunch of meals.
They're cool. It's not like it's Lenny and Squiggy over there.
Oh, my God.
That would have been perfect as soon as he said that, if Lenny and Squiggy would have done their patented hello and walked right up to the camera.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Kiss my ass. Kiss his ass. Kiss your ass. Happy Hanukkah.
Heard that line from Diva Lover.
Washington Redskins.
It was very strange. He was I don't even know. Is he getting fired up for a game? Is that what this is?
No, he's getting fired up because he's getting a lot of haters now, and he's getting tired of the haters, so he's telling everybody to F off.
Oh, is that what this is from?
You know what the best thing about that latest video was? He actually has a Wolf Moon t-shirt. He does. He's got a wolf with a freaking full moon t-shirt on.
Well, I didn't see the video, but I got the clip you sent me, and here it is. Very odd.
Yeah! Here we go! Ooh, yeah!
What the hell is that?
That's when they opened up his basement and was ready to throw some Boy Scout down. They caught one and they're going to throw it down. He smashed it over the head with his shovel. Little Boy Scout came to the door.
Howdy, ma'am.
Yeah. Here we go.
Now, Chad, we bought you a new goat. We know what happened to the last one, so you be careful with this one.
Wait a minute, let's get some mood music here. Here we go.
Yeah. Here we go. Ooh, yeah.
And now, welcome to Shower Time with your host, Jerry Sandusky.
Wait a minute.
Oh, that's terrible.
Hold on. Let's do this. Wait a minute.
Yeah. Here we go. Ooh, yeah.
Yes. Oh no,
that's just disgusting.
That's wrong.
That made me feel very uncomfortable with his Wolf Moon T-shirt.
Maybell, is that you, girl?
Jesus,
what do you mean no? After I done bought you dinner. Oh, hell. Yeah, Diva Lover, man. His 15 minutes are running down quick.
Hello, I'm Michael Irvin. It's December. Tis the season to be jolly.
Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy. Do you hear what I hear? That ringing through the sky, shepherd boy. Do you hear what I hear? A song, a song, high above the tree, with a voice as big as the sea, with a voice as big as the sea.
I'm with you, and then I'm gone.
Hark the herald angels sing.
Back, 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 back.
Hey, this is Ralphie May, and you're listening to John and Tom on the Bang Radio Hour, baby. That's cool.
I called Lane and told him that he no longer is the head coach of the Oakland Raiders, and I'm dismissing him with cause, and that I just couldn't go on much longer with the what I would call propaganda, the lying that had been going on for weeks and months and a year and time. And he had a few questions. He says, does that mean I don't get paid? I said, that's what I'm saying to
him.
He asked me, is anyone else going to get fired or dismissed? I said, not at this particular time.
Now, wait a minute. It's been going on for weeks and months and a year and time.
And time.
And time.
I've got a watch, and it's been going on since I've had this watch.
Well, if it's been going on for a year.
For time, Tom.
For a year, why is he still your coach? Why did he go into the season as your coach if this has been going on for a year?
Because Al has to sleep for a month in the late summer at the solstice so that he can replenish the virgin's blood that keeps him alive. He has to find Earth from his birthplace and sleep in a box buried on it.
Right.
I arose from my casket and called Lane and told him that he was fired for cause.
You know who uses that sound clip?
Who?
That Dennis Miller uses that all the time. It pisses me off because we were doing it before he even started his show. I think he listens.
Yeah.
And I don't even want him listening.
Nah, no. Dude, you need a new hairstyle. You cannot listen until that hairstyle.
He needs a new show, too. My God. You know, I don't care if you're left wing or right wing, but I don't want to sit and just every day, nonstop, hear one side bash the other. Just endlessly.
Yeah.
Still the same old tired arguments about the war and the weapons and Bush, and it's every single day.
It's all anybody lives for, man.
God, I can't.
Get ready, dude. It's October. The kid gloves are coming off. The debate happens here in about another 2 hours.
I know.
And they are just going to get as sloppily, nastily, vicious as they possibly can.
And it'll be the same old crap talking points by both sides.
Oh, yeah.
The same old lies and BS.
I'm going to say straight up, all right, October the 24th, by or around there, Sarah Palin will just call Obama a nigger.
You really want to vote for this nigger? Is that what you want to do?
Oh, no.
All right, everybody. But they shouldn't. Dude, she might as well. They've gone to every other extreme.
I know. It's pathetic. Oh yeah, now he's buddies with terrorists.
Oh, I know. And you know what's funny?
And maybe he is. I don't know.
You know what's funny?
I could care less.
Today I saw an article that linked John McCain to all these people that were part of Iran-Contra and part of these terrorist groups that had to... Dude, it just never ends.
You're an evil devil. No, I'm not. You're an evil devil.
Right.
Now, why don't they just say that? And that's it. It's it. It's the same crap. Anyway, let's get back to the good stuff.
Yeah, the good stuff. Al Davis.
Yeah, he reads this letter to Lane Kiffin.
I know. I wasn't going to do this.
Yeah, you mean at the press conference.
I wasn't
going
to do this.
Yeah, he
but
was.
I'm
going to
do this.
He was planning on it the whole time.
Oh, he had it in his pocket.
I realized when I hired you that you were young and inexperienced and that there would be a learning process for you.
Dude, to him, John McCain is young and inexperienced.
Your mistakes on player personnel and coaches were overlooked based on our patience with you. But I never dreamt that you would be untruthful in attempts and in statements in the press as well as so many other issues. Your actions are those of a coach looking to make excuses for not winning rather than a coach focused on winning. I realize that you did not want to draft Jamarcus Russell. He is a great player.
What are you, crazy?
Get over it and coach this team on the field. That is what you were hired to do. We can win with this team.
Al Davis, the fact that you're still alive is the result of our patience with you.
You know, I never dreamt that this would happen. And because the reason why is because I never sleep. If I sleep, death could come, and I won't see him. Stay away from me, Grim Reaper. I've got a Super Bowl to win.
All right, now, there was a story that Lane Kiffin was going to be fired before this season started.
Right.
There was a rumor, and the rumor said that Al Davis told Lane Kiffin he needed to sign this letter of resignation.
Right, he gave him the gun with one bullet and showed him the door.
Right. Go in there and do the right thing.
Look, you're fired, but I want you to say you quit.
Right.
You know, well, Al claims that that story is a bunch of BS, and he calls out Chris Mortensen. Listen to this.
Lane said to me this, "Will you let me go and not ask for any penalties if I leave and go to a college job or go to another job?" I said, "Lane, if you say you're not going to get paid, if you're going to resign, I certainly will let you go right after the season." His attorney, Uberstein, and our attorney, Jeff Bieran, worked
out
the language.
Uberstein.
And all it says was,
super
Lane Kiffin resigns his job as the Oakland Raiders, expecting no remuneration, and the Raiders will take no action to stop him from taking another job based on his contract. That was the story of what he called. He's got Mortensen. Mortensen comes, you know, rolls. He's a professional. He lies. He's a professional liar.
Everybody lies.
He got Mortensen to say that I sent him a letter, which I never did, and a lot of you carried the fact that I sent him a letter.
He called him a professional liar.
He's a professional fabricator of untruths. He gets paid to destroy the fine character of a blood-sucking ghoul like me.
Mortensen lies. He's a professional liar.
Believe that.
He told everybody I was in my 80s. That's ridiculous. I'm 34.
Okay, so there obviously was a letter of resignation presented to Lane Kiffin, but it was offered to him, not saying he had to sign it if he wanted out.
He gave it to him as a present.
Right.
Here you go. Happy birthday. Surprise!
Well, now, listen to this. This is what he thinks happened to spark this whole thing.
Mm-hmm. When we went to training camp, someone, somewhere, gave him the idea that he could get out of his job and still get paid. And that's what he was doing.
Now, Kiffin says no way did he ever want to be fired.
I think that's a real hard case to make because I'm here to tell you there's no way I was trying to get fired. And I don't think that you'd find anybody to say that is around the organization enough to know.
But I bet you're happy and better off for it, Lane.
He tried to knock up my granddaughter. He did everything he could to get fired. He scratched my car. I woke up in the morning and he took my paper. He would lock the bathroom door and I couldn't get in.
I noticed that when I was hearing and seeing all these clips on ESPN of all of this.
He parked in the coach's parking place.
I'm sorry. Wasn't that one of the things the Eagles got rid of T.O. for?
Uh-huh.
He parked in the coach's parking place.
What the hell does Lane Kiffin think he's doing parking in the coach's?
Oh, he's the coach. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, what Al meant is that he parked where Al parks his coach with his horses.
So anyway, the one thing I'd never heard on ESPN was the clip of him calling Chris Mortensen a professional liar. They just kind of overlooked that clip and didn't bother to play
it. See, ESPN should play it up. They should play Al's game.
Oh, yeah.
Fire back at him.
Yeah, sure.
You know, Al still thinks he's a maverick. Everybody knows he's a coot.
Okay, now this is the most bizarre clip of Al Davis that I've got because this was actually just before the press conference started, and this is the best part of the entire thing. If you did not hear this.
Fox did play this on their Sunday show.
Yeah, you're going to love this. Now, Al is sitting there. The press conference is getting ready to start. He's already named, or he's going to name Tom Cable the coach. He was the offensive line coach. He's going to replace Kiffin as the head coach, at least for this season.
Right. And
Cable sitting there down away, a little ways down from Al, and he's just smiling like he has no clue what he's gotten himself into.
Hell
and Al,
Al
sitting there looking over at him, and all of a sudden Al says to one of his guys, he goes, well, I'm going to play the clip, I'll repeat what he says in case you can't understand it, because, again, this was before the press conference started.
He's off in the wings.
Right, so they're not really talking directly into the microphone. It's just picking up the conversation.
Right. And Fox turns the parabolics way up.
Right, this is where it goes.
You have Tom. Who's going to introduce Tom Cable?
I'm sorry.
I don't know that much about him.
Yeah, let me go get something.
Get something. We'll get his press card.
Who is he?
Okay.
Is that him over there?
So he says, who's going to introduce Tom Cable? And they said, I don't know. And he goes, I don't know that much about him. This is the guy he's just replaced as his new head coach.
This is his real name?
And then he says, get his press packet for me.
He sounds like a secret agent. He's got a secret agent's name. Are you sure he doesn't work for MI6?
That was great.
Tom Cable.
I don't know that much about him.
I think I read a stupid spy novel about him one time.
The best of the Bang Radio Hour.
One of the suspects involved in the robbery was O.J. Simpson.
O.J. Simpson is one of the suspects of the robbery.
Simpson claims that he was simply trying to get back property.
What were the items that he was after? Were there jerseys, a Heisman Trophy?
Primarily sports memorabilia that was taken from him.
They were items that were taken from him and were going to be put up at auction.
Simpson is cooperating with the investigation.
He should be locked up for life for what he did with that knife. He wrote a book on the murder and said how he would hurt her if he had killed his wife. And now he's back in the headlines. He's been charged with robbery. His chubby face full of stubble. O.J. Simpson's in trouble, needs a good attorney. What did he do? Some dumb hotel heist. O.J. is through. He's the Antichrist. If the running back was a horse, he would be glue. Hey, O.J. Simpson, this might. might be the time that they lock you away. The bloody gloves don't matter. It's about time that they make you pay. There's a cell for you at the county jail, and I hope that's just where you go. You'll be found guilty because this time there's no Judge Lancito. Gonna throw his butt in jail, and he can't afford the bail. Gonna throw his butt in jail, he's a big fat killer whale. That he's going to prison. Finally, justice will prevail.
Guys, let's go to Kevin, I believe, in New Jersey. Kevin, what's your question for OJ?
My kid Chris was wondering, do you think it was a bigger feat to break 2,000 yards in one season or slice two necks in one night?
I'm having snap. Trouble, Kevin, hearing you.
Yeah, I bet you are.
All right, Alex is listening to us in Ohio. Hey, Alex.
Yes.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, how you doing?
Not
Juice?
Bad.
Juice, can you hear me, Juice?
Yes, I can hear you, buddy.
Yeah, remember when you played for the 49ers?
Yeah.
Yeah, did you kill Bill Walsh?
this is Steve.
Steve.
How you doing?
Not too bad, Steve.
It was reported back during the famous chase, you know, that went on in 94.
Yes.
It was reported on CBS 3 here in near in Philadelphia that by Larry Menti that you were squeezing your helmet.
That I was what?
Hey, how are you doing?
Not good, man.
Hey, OJ, I had a question for you. You know, with everything that Michael Vick has been going through and being indicted, I was just wondering if you wanted to meet me on the Jersey Shore to do live.
We never got to hear any
jokers, but that's the great thing.
I don't mind. I mean, yeah. People can say what if it's negative or what, as long as they're serious about the question they're asking, it's easier to tell a joke. But it don't bother me.
Oh yeah, they were all serious.
It don't bother me.
Oh my god.
Why should it bother me? I got away with murder.
Wow.
What you gonna do to me?
Wow.
Yeah. I love all the conspiracy theories now. The white man's just out to get him.
Oh yeah.
Whatever.
You know, it's funny. You listen to the jurors from the murder trial, and they'll tell you, they'll say, you know, we did not know this information, you know, that we knew the public that we had, but they were all sequestered. They had no idea about some of this stuff. Mm-hmm. And they're like, we never knew that, or we'd have never let this guy go.
Oh, absolutely. He got let out because, number one, he had excellent attorneys, which you can't blame him for that.
Right.
You know, that's their job. And number two, the state had lousy attorneys that got starstruck, and they had a judge that was all thrilled with the cameras.
And a racist cop.
And they shouldn't have even allowed that to be brought up. But, you know, they just got themselves, they got their asses handed to them. They were the Eagles, and the Cochran team was the Redskins.
Oh, man, that's you know,
they were Cowboys, and the Cochran team was the Redskins.
You know, the Howard Stern stuff. Howard Stern used to play those clips.
Uh-huh. Look out!
And all of that stuff.
Yeah.
And he still loves him, you know.
Uh-huh. Howard talks about me a lot, and he has my mugshot behind him. But the way I view Howard, I happen to be entertained by Howard.
Howard's got to work on that hair. What the hell is up with that?
Oh, man, I don't know.
Dude looks like one of those people who walk one of those frou-frou poodles around in the park. You know? He does. He looks like a poodle that you just know is embarrassed to go out and pee on the other bushes with the dogs.
You're right. Howard, we love you, man, but yeah, you got to fix that hair.
And, you know, anyway. I know you're going to disagree with me, but Beth Ostrowski, a bit of a butterface. Just a bit of a butterface.
You know, people been saying that since he first started dating her, but, you know, Howard is... I mean, he's not the most beautiful man in the world, you know.
Dude, he's got all the money, man.
Right.
But she's got that long-drawn horse face. Why the long face, Beth?
I'm sure she is by far the hottest thing he's ever had. Well, I shouldn't say that. I know he went on quite a mission when he got divorced before he met her.
I'm sure.
I think he was living at Scores.
Oh, yeah. Who was that redheaded model chick that was sitting on his lap that one time? And I swear to God,
Angie
Everhart would have given it to him right there on the console, I bet you.
Oh.
All right, now we were all off the crap. You know, these are things that OJ are only going to find out about magazines.
Right.
He's not going to see women anymore.
Let's see. These are the charges that were read when he first was charged. These were all the charges. Well, actually, the juror is going to read the... the plea, and they're going to list all the charges. So here's all the charges and which ones he was found guilty of.
The state of Nevada plaintiff versus Orenthal James Simpson defendant. Verdict. We, the jury in the above-entitled case, find the defendant, Orenthal James Simpson, as follows. Count 1, conspiracy to commit a crime. Guilty. Count 2, conspiracy to commit kidnapping. Guilty. Count 3, conspiracy to commit robbery. Guilty. Count 4, burglary while in possession of a deadly weapon.
Ooh,
guilty.
A that's
burglary
bad.
While in possession of a deadly weapon. Count 5, first-degree kidnapping with use of a deadly weapon. Ooh. Bruce Fromong. Guilty of first-degree kidnapping with use of a deadly weapon. Count 6, first-degree kidnapping with use of a deadly weapon. Alfred Beardsley. Guilty of first-degree kidnapping with use of a deadly weapon. Count 7, robbery with use of a deadly weapon. Bruce Fromong. Guilty of robbery with use of a deadly weapon. Count 8, robbery with use of a deadly weapon.
My God.
Alfred Beardsley. Gee. Guilty of robbery with use of a deadly weapon. Count 9, assault with a deadly weapon.
I get it.
Weapon.
They threw the book at him.
Okay, yeah.
They threw
12 felony counts, all and the thing that's killing him is the deadly weapon, the gun.
Well, that's kind of why it's called a deadly weapon, Don.
Right, I understand that. But, you know, you rob somebody with no weapon, it's not nearly as bad as robbing somebody
with a gun
and kidnapping and assault and all of this stuff, all with a deadly weapon. This guy's going to prison for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And the happiest person in the world right now is Fred Goldman.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, he said, did you hear what he said, or did you have a clip there?
Of Goldman?
I thought you paused for a clip. Yeah, he said that he wished OJ would get a cell with a view of a golf course. That's what he said.
Yeah, maybe he'll see his wife's killer out there running around.
Hey, look, there he is.
Yeah.
Look out the window.
Yeah, I heard he's totally isolated from the rest of the prison population for his own safety, because it's just not...
Do you really think that the people in prison wouldn't just fall at his feet?
Oh, I'm sure they would. I would think.
Dude, they'd worship him out here.
He's still going to have money.
Well, I mean, aside from the money, I read actually that money in prison now is in the form of tins of mackerel.
Yeah?
Yeah, tins of fish, because nobody will eat them. So they can accumulate them. That's money now in the prison system. It might as well be money out here in America now. You might as well start trading fish. But anyway, don't you think so, though? Even without the money, dude, he got away with it. For 13 years.
Right.
Right? You know, he's O.J. Simpson. Even if he didn't get away with it, dude, it's O.J. Simpson. Remember how he used to play football?
Yeah.
I mean, we old folks, we remember. He was a hell of a player. So, I mean, you know, you'd think that, shit, he'd be all right in Gen Pop. He'd probably run the place.
Look out. Probably.
Probably.
Simpson, O.J. Simpson, he is just as sly as he can be. When you're O.J. Simpson, have a little bit of court time, a little jail time, he will be doing time.
Now you come to elf practice and learn how to wiggle your ears and chuckle warmly and go hee-hee and ho-ho and important stuff like that.
Yo, what up? This is Pauly Shore, and you are listening to John and Tom on the Bang Radio Hour.
Now, Skip says that the Jets will go 12-4.
If they go 2-0, they go
12-4.
Insane? Well, you've always thought
the New York Jets are going to win 12 games?
Let me reduce that. 12 games.
Oh, my. Why? What on earth? Why would you come to this conclusion? Because Brett Favre is the new quarterback?
Oh, hell, that was good.
That's too funny right there.
Especially after watching them choke like dogs against San Diego last night.
Brett Favre. Back.
That's
I mean,
a
give
big
me a
part
break.
Of it.
Oh, please. Stop. Listen, this is what we can say about Brett Favre. We know he can play the game. We know he's a future Hall of Famer, and he doesn't have a water pistol for an arm. We'll give him
Thank
that.
Thank you.
Lavernius Coles isn't the receiver that he used to be. I love Roger.
I don't know
Country
about
can
that.
Play. Eric Mangini, he was being called
Mangini. Yes,
yeah,
it is.
No, not anymore.
Yeah. Oh,
you wait until
about mid-season. You're going to say Mangini. Yes.
What is
yes.
wrong with
that
you?
Yes on it.
You know, you should hide your face for saying such a statement. That don't make any sense. The New York Jets are going to win 12 games in the same division as the New England Patriots. They're going to win 12 games in the same division as the Buffalo Bills? Are you kidding me?
Oh, are you putting the Bills in the playoffs now?
I'm not saying.
What?
You're going to put the Bills in the playoffs now? The Bills?
You should hide your face for saying such a statement. That don't make any sense.
He should hide his face for a hell of a lot more than that. But, yeah, that's pretty
and
good.
I'm saying that somebody's going to interfere with the Jets winning 12 games. They got an easy schedule in October, but that's about it.
Oh, they have an easy schedule in November and December.
What I'm trying to say to you is this. It's interesting to me that you look at them and you say 12 wins because their schedule is easy, as if they're a good football team and you get to just count some games that they're automatically going to win. This is a team that struggled last year. They were 4-12. They couldn't score against anybody. The defense didn't show up on a lot of different occasions. Eric Mangenius was non-existent for crying out loud.
Well, okay, let me ask you a question. So one year ago right now, what were people saying about the Jets? They were saying, oh, everybody had them as a wild card. They were the chic pick for a wild card. Yes, they were.
You're lying to the American public.
I never
lie. Tell them people, oh, please, when you tell them people, assume that the Jets were automatic wild card. There were questions about Chad Pennington because of that water pistol on. At the end of the day, you could not assume anything about the New York Jets. You were hopeful. Now, if you said to me 9-7 because of Brett Favre, I might be willing to give them that. 12 wins? I can't take it. This is what happens to E. This is what happens to all of these NFL pundits, and now I'm putting you in there with the rest of them. Oh, Brett Favre. They looked into his eyes, and they saw Brett Favre, and oh my Lord, a resurrection took place, and Brett Favre is the second coming. Oh, stop it. Who won the Super Bowl championship? It was the New York Giants. Who are they playing against the New England Patriots?
Wait a minute.
That is...
I gotta hear this rant again. Hang on.
Dude, there's a lot of good rants in there.
Oh, Brett Favre. They looked into his eyes and they saw Brett Favre. And oh, my Lord, a resurrection took place. And Brett Favre is the second coming. Oh, stop it.
Oh, that's terrific. And now, you know, while you mention that, I'm happening to sit here and see how Skip likes to see this November and December easy schedule of the Jets. I just picked it up. All right, well, they got St. Louis to start off the month of November. Well, that's the second week. They got the Bills in November. The Bills. That's not an easy game. The Rams, well, anybody can beat them. New England, well, I don't know how he saw that as an easy game back when he said that. Tennessee doesn't look easy anymore. Denver, not easy. San Francisco doesn't look easy either.
Oh, I know.
I mean, the only two teams I can see on here that are not playing up to or are playing below expectations are Seattle, and that's it, and St. Louis, but who had expectations there?
They looked into his eyes.
Skip's an idiot.
You could not assume anything.
Right.
So welcome back, dude.
Hold on. It's not over.
Oh, okay. Oh, my fault. All right.
I didn't see Green Bay in there with Brett Favre as the quarterback. Last time I checked, he got bounced out. Year before that, bounced out. This man is a great, he was a great quarterback.
Wait a second. He's
38 years old. He's 38 years old. If you can't pick up an NFL offense after being in the NFL for about 18 years, shame on you. Stop making such a big deal. Just stop it.
All right.
Stop it. Deep-seated resentment.
It's no deep-seated.
We got to leave it right here.
I'm just Stephen not in love with him.
Stephen A. is right. Sorry, Skip. Stephen A. is right here.
Come on.
Whoa, hold on.
That is great. I swear to God, the Three Stooges are in there with them.
Oh, I know.
Oh, man. I expect Stephen A. to be on the floor running in circles.
Whoa.
Of course, that's not him. That's Skip doing that.
I know.
Good God. That's classic.
All right. Back to... Skip, I'm not going to play all his preseason predictions, but I am going to give you a Super Bowl pick, just because the reason for his pick is hysterical, and it's at the very end of this comment. Listen.
Is it the Bills? I've got a basic repeat of last year. I've got an NFC East team upsetting the Patriots in the Super Bowl again, only this time it is the Philadelphia Eagles.
Strong pick.
Donovan McNabb finally wins his ring.
Strong pick.
Yep.
Without T.O. Again, it's just for T.O. that you're doing this.
Nope, I'm doing it for McNabb.
He's doing it for McNabb,
That's
man.
Right, because, you know, I'm one of these guys Rush Limbaugh was talking about. I'm going to get this black man his ring. I'm going to champion his cause.
No, I'm just kidding about that. But yeah, doing it for McNabb. What is that?
I know.
What the hell is, I mean, dude, does he really honestly think he can affect a game?
A lot of people have picked us to win the NFC, and rightfully so.
And there it is.
And there it is. It's Skip. McNabb's got Skip on his side. I can hear Eagle fans jumping off the Ben Franklin Bridge right now.
You're an idiot.
Eagle fans are running for the hills. Oh, shit.
I know. Skip picked us.
Oh, hell.
Oh, Skip Bayless. So Stephen A. Responds to Skip picking the Eagles to win the Super Bowl.
I think they've been giving Skip a little bit too much Campbell's soup. Let's be real about something here. Number one, okay,
I don't eat.
Donovan McNabb has not been healthy the last 4 years. I spoke to him about a week ago. He hasn't been healthy the last 4 years.
Everybody.
Yes, I do, Skip.
They that's what
reporters do.
That's
but the point that I'm
problem.
Trying to make, that's the point. That, there you go. My point to you is this. 4 years, this guy has had health issues. Number two, and more importantly, what you're ignoring about the Philadelphia Eagles is that their offense is basically predictable because you got Donovan McNabb and Brian Westbrook. Lo and behold, these are the two guys that you're relying on yet again. They're still great players. I'm not knocking them for that, but Andy Reid and Joe Bannon, those guys, God bless them because they're great people and I love them, but the fact is they haven't gotten it done in terms of putting around a formidable offense around Donovan McNabb. Combine that with the fact that I don't think he'll stay healthy for the whole season. Scratch the Eagles out of the equation. I love the Saints, but I'm picking T.O. and the
Dallas
Cowboys.
Hold it.
I let you speak. Can I speak? T.O. Terrell Owens is going back to the Super Bowl. Unfortunately for him, he is going to lose in the Super Bowl to the New England Patriots.
Are you sold on Wade Phillips as much as you're not sold on North Turner?
No, I'm not.
Come on.
No,
well, then give me a break. Are you sold on 35-year-old Team Obliterator who always comes up small in the clutch?
He's a bad man. He's a bad man. Listen, let me tell you something right now. You know I've been – we both have been critical of T.O. in the past. The man is in tip-top shape all the time. He performs. And the fact of the matter is he's a big-time player. You keep trying to hurt him.
Yeah.
T.O.'s a bad man.
Yeah, he was so bad in the second half against the Giants, he caught
the second half.
Zero balls in the second half.
Could it have had something to do with Romo? Could it have had something to do with the lack of protection that Romo was getting?
Tony
could
Romeo.
Could it be Jessica Simpson and her impact? She was probably sitting there with her shorts on, distracted.
All right.
I swear to God, they overblow this Jessica Simpson crap so much, man.
Oh, I think he was kidding there.
Impact. Tony Romeo, a Team Obliterator. What's his nickname for Marion Barber? Does he have one yet? Marion Barber of Seville.
I don't know. Oh, my gosh. How about that?
He is something, man. He really is something. It's like he totally closes his eyes when somebody mentions T.O. and goes, no. I'm not listening.
Right.
I don't want to hear it. He's going to ruin that team.
You're listening to the best of the Bang Radio Hour.
So let's get Brett on the phone. We have stuff to talk to. I hope we can get a hold of him.
Oh, I wouldn't see why we shouldn't. Why? Has he got stuff to do? I haven't heard too much about him.
Oh, he's coming back, don't you know?
I didn't realize that. I also didn't know you were from Canada. Eh? All the color Canadian fans just went, hey, Tom's a good guy there. Hey, don't you know? Tom's a waffle eater, don't you know?
Hello,
Brett Favre.
Hey, how you doing out there?
Hey, Brett, John and Tom from the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour. How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing just great out here, boys. What you fellas up to?
Getting ready for the season, which you don't have to worry about, I don't think.
Well, you never know. I ain't made up my mind about nothing yet. Just like always. I always got to leave it out there.
Well, what are you doing?
Well, right now, I'm out here on this pond. I'm just trying to look for a big old pig out here.
Oh, you fishing?
Oh, hell yeah, man. Hell yeah, I'm sitting right out here, sitting on my little boat, man, trying to catch me one right now.
I love bass fishing, Brett. Love it.
That's what I understood.
So that's what I would be doing if I were you, but there's all these rumors, as there always are. You coming back to the NFL? What's going on? You going to play football?
Come on. Man, you know, I don't know about coming back to no NFL, you know, but I started to get the feeling, you know, the people was getting a little tired of me, you know. You ever feel like you're at a party and, you know, kind of like people are talking about you when you ain't standing around? I was just kind of getting that vibe that people was, like, sick of me. I was wearing out my welcome. Besides, I knew the Vikings was going to go in a whole different direction, and it looks like they went in and brought up a whole washed-up rag-arm quarterback and ain't seen the writing on the wall yet. You know, it sounds kind of familiar. nothing more pathetic than watching an old man who don't know his football career is over yet, don't you think? Yeah, for a little while, I heard my name in the news about maybe going to play for them Philadelphia Eagles. And I figured, sure, why not? It's not like I got any self-respect left, you know what I'm saying? I mean, God dang. Well, they fixed up there. They got quarterbacks coming out their ass. They got a convicted felon at quarterback, everyone, and they got a schizophrenic paranoid, you know, at the backup position there. And then I don't even know who their number three is. Who's their number three up there?
I have no idea.
I don't have any idea either, but you can bet this. The coach's son's probably selling him heroin or something like that. You know, it's a mess up here. I don't want to have nothing to do with that. I mean, you know, what kind of person do people think I am?
Right.
Hang on. Hold. I got one. Come on in here. Come on in here, bad boy. Oh, God dang right. Oh, look at that toe. Oh, God dang it. Get on up here. I got him. Tommy, I rattled that toe right off of that lily pad, boy. Look at that. That is a toe. Damn sure it's pretty. Oh, damn. That's a pretty bass right there, Tom. Got a real nice mouth on it.
Oh, nice.
Tell you what, man. If it had a giant second set of knockers on it, this toad almost looked like Jen Sturger. All right. Put him on down in the box there. Yeah, you know what? That's what I like to do, man. When there ain't no football on, I like to go fishing. I should be in that Bassmaster Classic, man. That's the Bassmaster Super Bowl of fishing.
Oh, yeah, the Classic. That's what they call it, the Super Bowl. Well, you could win one of them.
No, you know, they should put me in there. I was 3-time MVP, won a Super Bowl. You know, they ought to put me in there just for being that. But I went and tried out for it one time. Told them I was Brett Favre and all that. Been named NFL MVP, won the Super Bowl and whatnot. And I went to show them what I could do, and all my cast got intercepted. Yeah, I was throwing them out there, man. These rainbow trout and perch, they was all jumping up and picking off my cast. So they said, sorry, sir. You know, come back another time.
Oh, Brett. All right. Well, hey. Oh, hey. Did you hear about Bernie Kosar's daughter?
Oh, hell yeah, man. Who ain't heard about that guy? She's hot as hell, ain't she?
Can you imagine, Brett?
Oh, I don't even want to think about nothing like that. But I seen her movie. Real nice. I'll tell you what, boy. I figure I'm going to be tapping that myself.
What if that was your daughter?
Well, you know, we ain't going to have to think about that if it was my daughter, because if it was my daughter, I'd be up there kicking everybody in their ass about it, you know? And I'd be making sure I got some of the profits. You understand? I ain't going to be hanging out there. I ain't going to catch no fool over here. But I figured to be tapping that little Kosar chick myself. I went ahead and texted her a picture of my junk, man.
Oh, no. Man, that's got to be like every dad's nightmare.
What? Look, let me tell you what. If you get a text of my junk, your daughter gets one of them. She is on the road.
No, I'm talking about finding out your daughter's in porn.
Oh, well, you know, that's got to be hard right there. I mean, but really, when you're Bernie Kosar, you've been pretty much used to a life full of disappointment, don't you think? You know, you're kind of expected to get banged in the end, you know. So I guess if it's your daughter doing that, it's all right. Besides, she's going to be calling me here soon, so, you know, I want to make sure to keep the thing straight. Because, you know, them girls, man, they can't resist a peek at little old number four. I showed it to her. I'll tell you what, hey, man, I checked this out. I read this in the paper today. You want to hear some stupid stuff about locals down here?
All right.
Police here. Let me give it the paper out here. All right. Police here in Alabama busted at least a dozen deadbeat dads. Could you put Ernie Kosar in that mix there? He's a deadbeat. I don't know if he's a deadbeat dad or just one that's been beat up until he's dead. One or the other. But, anyway, they busted a dozen deadbeat dads by luring them in with a scam where they promised them free tickets to the Alabama-Auburn football game.
Oh, no.
Yeah, do you believe that? Yeah. Bunch of dumbasses come in there. They called it Operation Iron Snare. Well, making a
this is
good
real.
Old name like that.
This is a true story?
It's a true story. It's happened right down here in Alabama. Well, over there in Alabama. I'm up here in Hattiesburg, but you know. Anyway, Operation Iron Snare letters was mailed out to the deadbeats back in April, telling the winners that they be sure they bring their letter and their photo ID when they come to pick up their free ticket.
Oh, that's terrible.
So when the dads got there, the music was playing, and there was fake TV cameras there, and they celebrated and reported on this contest. And the people who showed up was thrilled about winning tickets until they was taken into another room and handcuffed.
Oh, my God.
That's just terrible, man. You know, something like that happened to me one time, man. This girl I was talking to on the internet told me to come over to her house and I'll bring some beer and everything. I showed up at the door and there was this Chris Matthew or this fella from the TV news sitting there at the table. Have a seat, please. I ran the hell on out of there. I said, that ain't my junk in that picture. You can't prove nothing. Anyway, hey, get this, man. It was such a good scam that one of them suspects, when they was taking him out of the room, even asked if he still got his free tickets. Now, can you believe that? Look at that here. We got phony TV cameras, a band playing. We got all kinds of cops and police. We rented a hotel room, and we caught a dozen deadbeat dads. And while we was doing that, there was 4 drive-by shootings. There was a couple of liquor store robberies. But we got a couple of deadbeats.
Only 12?
That's what it says here. At least a dozen.
How much
At
money?
Least a
I wonder how much money was spent on that entire operation to capture 12 deadbeat dads.
You know, it's almost like throwing away a whole ton of money on an old washed-up, dead-ass arm quarterback trying to hope he'll bring back some of his old glory days and take you somewhere.
Okay, so as far as that goes, Brett, you don't think, you're pretty sure you're not going to play football this year?
No, but the goddamn thing would, I'm going to tell you.
All right, well, listen, I have an opportunity for you then, if you're going to have some time available.
I'm going to tell you what, man, this here's a pretty fish, Tom. This sure do remind me of Jen. Hang on a second here. Jen, I sure do miss you, baby doll. Here is a picture to remember me by. Oh, hell yeah, man. She's gonna love that. Hey, I'll tell you what, man, just to give them a thrill, you know, a lot of black people, they like me to sign a football for their son, and I'll do that. I'll sign a football for your boy, and if you want me to text a picture of my junk to your wife or your daughter, I'll be glad to.
All right, Brad.
All right. Those are going to become a collector's item.
All right, well, you go catch another toad.
I'm going to do my best here, man. I'm going to do my best. You know, the best way for me to catch a bass is to go fishing for a shark.
Is that right?
Yeah, you know. I get out in the middle of the ocean, next thing you know, my lure is all stuck back in a backwoods pond somewhere. God dang it.
All right, bud. Have a good one.
All right, bye.
Attention Christian thrill seekers of all ages, an event you can't afford to miss, as the birthday of our Savior is coming to your town. It's Sunday, December 25th,
Christmas Day.
Celebrating the day that Jesus Christ came screaming into the world from the loins of the Virgin Mary.
The conception was immaculate.
Immaculate!
Don't miss it!
December 25th is as the Christ child hops on his holy rolling motocross bike and attempts to break the world record by jumping
over America.
That Santa gets stuck 6 feet deep
in the mud.
Deep in the mud. In his monster sleigh.
It's
Sunday! Sunday!
Sunday! December 25th. Jesus is King!
Hi, this is Sean from Roboflex, and you're listening to John and Tom on the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Bury me with my guns on, so when I reach the other side, I can show him what it feels like to die. Bury me with my guns on, so when I'm cast out of the sky, I can shoot the devil right between the eyes. Hey, I, hey, hey, I, hey.
Final play of the game coming up. The kneel down, and that's all she wrote. Patriots improved to 11-3 by coming back from a 16-7 deficit to outscore the Denver Broncos 34-7 over the last three quarters of this game.
There you go. Wait a minute. You mean somebody in Broncos Stadium had a miraculous comeback from, you know, almost 10 points down?
Right.
And it wasn't Tim Tebow?
Right.
Uh-oh. Actually, you know what? I enjoyed watching that, and I enjoyed watching him get smacked that hard. Not because I got any hate for Tebow, because I thought it was a good NFL story to watch the old man stand up and say, "Watch, I'm going to beat your ass with a tight end and nothing else."
Yeah, Bill Belichick kicked God's ass.
Pretty much.
Yep. But you know what? You can't phase Tim Tebow. You just can't.
Every time there's a setback, it's just a more of an opportunity, you know, for a new step up and, you know, to make something even bigger and better. And so, you know, we're going to be excited about this week going to Buffalo, and we're going to be extremely motivated, and, you know, we'll have a good week of practice.
I don't want to hear that song anymore.
Oh,
no more.
Oh, you were singing it last week, God.
Last week I started to sing that faggot song and I jinxed my nephew.
Why is Bill Belichick more powerful than the almighty God?
I don't think he is. I ate some bad oysters Saturday night and was in the can for most of the game.
Oh, okay. So God's got excuses just like every other fan.
What are you talking about, excuses? If I wanted to, I could have made Tom Brady fumble at any time.
Blah, blah. You don't even scare me anymore, God. I've lost my faith in you.
Oh, you and the rest of the world.
You know what? Goodbye. Yeah, I'm hanging up on him, John. I don't even care. He doesn't faze me in the least.
Damn, Tom. Hey, man, I'm going to sit over here if you don't want.
Hey, Tebow was talking about Gerard Warren. Every time Warren would tackle Tebow, he'd rip on Florida.
I think every time, you know, Gerard Warren hit me, he'd said something about Florida as well. So, you know, that was that was pretty funny.
But he gets a kick out of it. He laughs, you know. The phone's ringing. Hold on. Hello?
How dare you hang up on me? Oh. My nephew is going to show the NFL all the English.
God, F off.
Jesus.
All right, I'm definitely sitting over here. Jesus. I don't even believe in this stuff, but I'll, you know, I don't want to go kicking around things.
He's loud and annoying, for God's sakes.
Very true. You know what? We should have a war on Christmas.
A war on Christmas?
Stupid crap.
I'll tell you. Oh, you're really going to get me started now? Seriously?
No, later. Later when it matters.
Jesus. Because I got things to say.
Okay.
All right. What I want to know is, all I've heard Tim Tebow do is credit God for winning the last 6 weeks. So why am I not now hearing Tim Tebow blaming God for losing?
What about his defense? I'm sure his defense is like, yo, hey, man, what about us? You know, I'm sure you love the Lord and all, but you really want to see who's winning games for you. Look over here.
You know, I why aren't they blaming God?
Well, you know, yeah, what does Tebow think, man? Does maybe he think he's fallen out of favor?
Right. He doesn't like me anymore.
He likes Tom Brady better than me. He's got such nice hair.
It's the dark side, man. The devil and the Antichrist, Tom Brady.
Went up right there to the pearly gates, rang the doorbell, kicked St. Peter in the balls, walked on through, grabbed God by the beard, and made him suck the bottom of my foot. Decent effort out there, kicking God around, making a smear out of his little nephew all over the field.
All right. My only complaint, well, actually, I shouldn't say only. I have several complaints about Christmas. Not the holiday itself, but the people and everything surrounding Christmas.
Right.
The holiday itself is great. But there is a, it seems like people are so much more rude this year than I can ever remember.
Really?
Just,
I don't know.
I don't get it.
I've done all my shopping online.
Oh, well, all the rude people should do that as well. You know, there's internet shopping. There's,
I love it.
Buy gift cards. But these people are angry, John. They're out here Christmas shopping and they're all pissed off. And it's like,
well, nobody has any money, and they still all want thousands of dollars worth of gifts to have their status.
Stop it. It's ridiculous. Why do you feel like you have to? Because the media pressures you. And why do you run out on the day after Thanksgiving and buy all these gifts? Because the media is telling you, oh, look at these great deals. If it wasn't on sale, would you still want it? If they hadn't shoved down this incredible price, which really isn't an incredible price at all.
Most of the time when you get those great deals on those TVs, they're for TVs that are going out of model.
Right.
They're never going to be made again. Nobody's going to be able to repair it.
Exactly. Right. And then you got people getting pepper sprayed. You got people getting trampled. But it's every weekend it seems like people get ruder and ruder. And I just wonder if they have the same attitude when they give the gifts to their to the people they're buying the gifts for. You know, it's like, here's your fucking present. You know,
well, here you go, baby. I stomped over a young lady that had to be old of about 4'5" to get this. I put my heel right in her neck. So have Merry Christmas, honey.
And people are pissed because they don't know what to get somebody. And it's like, well, you know what? If you don't know somebody well enough to know what to get them for Christmas, then why are you getting them a Christmas present? You know, and if it's just a one of those, you know, it's a thought that counts or just a thinking of you type thing, get them a fucking candle and be done with it.
Yeah, I mean, really. And if it's a girl, get her a candle. They always like that. And really, with Amazon, if you don't know what to get somebody, buy them a gift card. They can buy anything there.
Gift cards for everything.
They can buy anything on Amazon. You give somebody a $50 gift certificate to Amazon, they're in like Flint.
Ugh.
You know what's a great gift you don't have to go out to buy? Gift certificates to the movies. Who doesn't like getting that? I give you $50 worth of gift certificates to the local movie theater. Hey, man, here you go. Go see a few movies.
Oh, and by the way, mall parking lots are not NASCAR tracks.
Yeah, they are. See, here's why I don't bother. I swear to God, every bit of Christmas shopping I've done this year, I've done online.
I like to see stuff in person.
The most rude person I've met is my UPS driver, and he's pretty cool, so I'm good to go.
Hmm.
I'm good to go. I'm pretty happy with it. I'm not feeling the pinch this year. The Christmas Scrooge spirit is not in me. And people just get too bent out of shape, Tom. Because you're right, the media drives all this shit. Go watch Chad. He's all pissed off. Diva Lover's all pissed off because he feels Christians are so persecuted in this country.
That Christians are?
Yeah, because
they're trying to take away
Christmas.
Yeah, but non-Christians are so persecuted by Christians in this country. My God, Michelle Bachmann wants to pray the gay out of you.
And she wants federal funding to do it.
I know.
She gets federal funding to do it. But, you know, the thing is if it doesn't matter. All that bullshit by the media, it's all just a bunch of hokey bullshit. They find one little atheist group that's got eight people in it that are complaining, and they make it sound like there's the whole country is turning against you.
Right.
Jesus. There's 350 million people in this country, and 330 million of you are Christian. Shut up, you poor persecuted minority. Golly. Well. But anyway, I like Christmas, man. I love it.
I do, too.
I get tired of people complaining about happy holidays. It's not taking Christ. You know, it's a nice greeting. Who cares?
Wait a minute. The phone's ringing again. Hello?
For the record, I don't like that happy holidays business. It doesn't give me any respect at all. I mean, you know how hard it is to impregnate a virgin? I mean, I deserve some credit around here.
Goodbye. Hey, God, he just doesn't stop. Is he lonely, do you suppose? I mean,
Maybe he doesn't have enough worshipers. Only 330 million of them in this country.
It's like, hey, look, I found two guys that will actually have a conversation with me and not ask me for crap.
We're on his speed dial. He'll pick up the phone.
All right. Well, you know what? I like Christmas. What? And for everybody listening, whether you like it or not, Merry Christmas.
All right. Merry Christmas. Happy Holidays. Happy Hanukkah. Season's greetings. Whatever makes you happy.
Right.
People get so angry because somebody said Happy Holidays to them.
I know.
He's being nice. You're so mad because somebody was nice? Jesus.
That's what I'm talking about. Why is everybody so angry?
And, you know, and somebody will sit right back. One of these fundamentalist idiots will sit right back right now and go, well, because it's Christmas. That's why. You're not supposed to say Happy Holidays. But bullshit. You're supposed to try to be nice to people. That's the whole idea of the damn day, right? And if this is what that person thinks is nice, then just smile. Smile and say Merry Christmas and walk by. Jesus Christ, it's an old person in front of Walmart. They're not going to come up and trace you down and make you convert to something you don't want to be.
Merry Christmas to all, and to all, shut the hell up.
It's the best of Bang Radio.
Real American a-holes.
Real American a-holes.
We salute you, Mr. My Team Won the Big Game Because God Likes Us Better Guy.
Mr. My Team Won the Big Game Because God Likes Us Better Guy.
When you score a touchdown to put your team ahead with seconds on the clock, it's not divine intervention, it's your job.
I want to thank the good Lord for the opportunity, yeah.
Shut up. If we wanted to hear religious drivel, we would have gone to church today. Not freeze our collective asses off at 9 a.m. in your parking lot.
Where'd I put my hand, Walters?
The only time you should be dropping God's name is when you're finishing off that cheerleader three in from the left.
Ow!
Sure, that was an amazing catch ESPN will replay more times than the Zapruder film. But they call it a Hail Mary because of the odds, not because you're supposed to say one.
Ave Maria.
So we salute you, Mr. My Team Won the Big Game Because God Likes Us Better Guy, your bobblehead Jesus, your post-game prayer circle, and John 3:16. You are a real American a-hole.
In theory, if everyone takes the same approach, if everyone follows the same course, uses the same tools, and plays by the same rules, then, in theory, everyone should end up with the same results. Guess execution is a pretty important part of the game.
Jesus was with me every step. I felt him.
Hallelujah. Christian coaches showing that you can win, doing it the Lord's way.
Hallelujah. More importantly, I give my Lord and Jesus all the credit. I feel very blessed.
Hallelujah. We're giving it all to God again because that's what got us here.
Hallelujah. Well, I like the games. I could do without the interviews after the games, though, because the winning players always give credit to God while the losers blame themselves, you know? Just once, I'd like to hear a player say, yeah, we were in the game until Jesus made me fumble. He hates our team. I've even seen some boxers thank God for their triumphs. Oh, yeah, without Jesus, I couldn't have crushed my opponent's skull tonight and rendered him brain dead. I've been blessed by the Lord.
Hey, this is Lacey from Flyleaf, and you're listening to John and Tom on Bang Radio Hour. Out of that. Hi, this is Lacey from Flyleaf, and you're listening to John and Tom on the Bang Radio Hour.
Cal Orton taking a snap and taking a knee, and certainly a sweet victory for Orton and the Chiefs that they have come into Denver and beaten the Broncos 7-3. A lot of unhappy fans here at Sports Authority Field at Mile High, as you might expect. So the only way the Broncos will find themselves in postseason action for the 2011 season is for the San Diego Chargers to hold on to the lead in Oakland as the Raiders close the gap in the fourth quarter.
And they did, and Denver still won the division, but three losses in a row, John, you know, and again, I got to ask, they were winning and winning and winning, and it was all because of God. Now they've lost three in a row. Where's your God now?
It's Christmas. He's got to pay attention to his son. He's got you know, he's got to leave his nephew alone for a little while.
Oh, that's what it was.
Right. He's out teaching us. He's got Jesus on a bicycle with no training wheels. He's out front.
Come on, son.
Well, Tim Tebow is still praising him.
You know, first and foremost, like every week, I just want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and thank my teammates for their effort and my coaches for the game plan and for their effort the whole day. And I think, you know, I'm very proud because you just saw character for 60 minutes once again. And so that's what I'm most proud of.
Thank my coaches for the game plan.
Right.
Jesus Christ.
I want to thank the kid that puts my shoes in my locker. They were in the proper order. One was on the left and one was on the right. That was very good.
I just want to thank God for my coaches and the game plan that got us 3 points.
Yeah. Thank you, God, for allowing me to look like a total idiot. We're going for the net, for the division and a playoff berth.
Although, you know what, Tom? All that said, I'm picking them in the upset this week.
Over Pittsburgh?
Over Pittsburgh. I think Pittsburgh's hurting. They don't have Mendenhall. Ryan Clark can't play. Ben Roethlisberger's all beat up, and they do have a pretty good defense.
All right.
Tebow's coming out. Oh, he's coming out, man. He's going to win a playoff game. You watch.
All right.
I'm going to say so.
All right.
I'm saying so.
We'll see. I don't know about that, but we'll see.
God's all excited. He's got all heavens decked out in blue and orange.
Al Davis is having just a conniption fit up there right now.
What the hell is this? Oh, hell.
Anyway, so yeah, there's this Michelle Bachmann ad that ran in Iowa prior to the caucus.
Right.
And the gist of the ad was that Michelle Bachmann's a lot like Tim Tebow, because the establishment sports guys love to hate Tebow the same way Republican establishment loves to hate Michelle.
Oh, I thought they meant because Tim Tebow also married a closeted homosexual who does his best to convince other homosexuals that they're not gay because they don't find him attractive.
Is that, I keep hearing that. And here, this guy's out promoting all their stupid clinics where you can pray the gay away.
Pray the gay away.
Yeah.
You ever listen to him talk or watch? He's the biggest fag of them all. He didn't find me attractive. Let's pray the gay out of him.
I can understand. She looks like a man. Now, when you see her in the debates, you see her on TV, they've done her makeup. She's got 5 pounds of makeup on. But, man, if you see that, if you go watch that clip on YouTube where the kid comes up and says, my mom's gay and she doesn't need fixed.
Yeah.
And you see her, oh, my God, she's not pretty. She's not pretty. She looks like a man.
I think she's probably got a penis, Tom. She's probably, one of those situations where you accidentally, some guy from the... From the stagehands union accidentally opens the wrong door before the debate and sees her putting her pants on. She's got a dick. Oh, my God!
Well, here's the ad.
What do Tim Tebow and Michelle Bachmann have in common? Well, at first glance, you might say nothing, but look a little deeper. Okay. The establishment sports guys just love to hate Tim Tebow. He's not smart enough. His mechanics are no good. He's not accurate enough. Still, he just keeps winning. Maybe they're so invested in his failure because he makes them all feel guilty. He doesn't drink, smoke, cuss, or even kick his opponents when they're on the ground. He has no baggage and, oh yeah, he's a born-again Christian. Well, the same could be said of Michelle Bachmann. No baggage, Christian, and like Tebow, she keeps fighting, and she just keeps winning votes.
She keeps winning votes. She got 5% of the vote in Iowa, and she has now dropped out of the race.
She dropped out. She's just like Tim Tebow, Tom, especially around the mustache area.
Yeah.
It's right. The goddamn liberal media, Tom. They hate that Tim Tebow.
I like Tim Tebow. I think he's fine. I don't get it.
I do, too. We're both proud atheists, and I think Tim Tebow's terrific.
Are we establishment sports guys?
No, not at all.
watched. I wish. But, hey, man, I think that when you get right down to it, I usually get so perturbed with people that pretend to be Christians because, like Michelle Bachmann, she pretends to be a Christian, and yet she does everything in her power to completely discriminate one segment of the population. She has hatred right. in her heart. That's not what it's supposed to be about. Tim Tebow right. lives it, man. He says it, but he lives it. There's nothing phony about him. And that I can respect
right.
completely.
I know, and God, people complain constantly about the thugs and the criminals and all the right. off-field crap, and then he comes along, and you got this wonderful kid, right. and they just slam the shit out of him. I don't get it. Right. People are so weird.
Mr. Tebow, John Taman, Bang Cartoon Radio, do you ever plan on going out with Pac-Man Jones and making it rain, sir?
Right.
Why not? Are you some kind of fag? Can I have a follow-up here?
Now, Terrell Suggs, linebacker from the Ravens, he had some things to say about Tebow, okay. But it was funny, so I liked it. And he was on First Take, and he's talking to Skip, and Skip doesn't like what he had to say. But
I like Suggs. Suggs is funny.
Here's Suggs on First Take.
We don't pray on sideline. I mean, we give it up to the guy just to be safe in hell. But we can go out there and win that game. We don't need our kicker to make a 62-yarder.
Also,
you don't need God either.
Is that what you just said?
We don't need guys to fall out of bounds, and then we get to punt it back. So our quarterback know how to go and win games. When our quarterback prays, he'd be like, you know what, guy? You know what? You sit on your couch and enjoy this. God had to save Tim Tebow and the Denver Broncos. Like I said, they didn't win. It's simple. You win, you're division champs. Hey, he couldn't even give them two drives.
T-Sizzle.
They lost 7-3.
That's
two
enough.
Two drives get them 9-7.
Okay, good.
And Skip's like, that's enough, T-Sizzle. That's enough. Skip didn't want to hear it, boy. Because he's right. He's right.
Oh, he's 100% right. I'll tell you what. I think it's funny he says that they don't pray to anything on the side. Can you imagine Ray Lewis? Let's get fired up to be praising the Lord. And if only get Christians in the house,
praise, 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 praise.
And if only get Christians in the house,
praise, 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 praise.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Don't think I didn't hear that gay band out there again.
Look who it is.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to be sending that Steve Perry a few dreams to go visit Michelle Bachmann's husband at his gay away clinic.
Oh, yeah, you didn't save her. You didn't save Tim Tebow.
Nope.
What's going on?
Well, I've been a bit busy, you know, tending to the end of the year and everything. Got to get my taxes prepared. That goddamn Barack Obama, those damn liberals, and bringing them up, raising them up.
Did God just say goddamn?
Hey, I'm allowed. You know what? I can take my name in vain whenever the hell I want.
Don't you just say I damn?
Well, I just didn't, did I? What do you think I am? Just kind of egotist? Look. All you people down there need to get rid of these liberals. These taxes are driving me crazy.
Yeah, I hear you.
Sitting here busy trying to figure out deductions, and my nephew loses 4 straight games. It's ridiculous.
Well, how was your son's birthday?
Well, it was just as always is. The pony never showed up, and the clown got drunk.
What'd you think about Terrell Suggs' comments?
T-Sizzle's all right, boy. I mean, you know, I was really upset when I heard his comments, and it wasn't because it was about my nephew, but I noticed that I'd forgotten when he was... I was distracted when he was born, and I gave him such tiny little nubby teeth, and I really felt bad about that when I saw it. My God, that's too bad he's got such nubby teeth. And then I felt bad for Skip Bayless for having to sit there and look at them.
Hey, did you really decorate heaven in orange and blue?
Oh, absolutely, Mark. What do I call this? Our Christmas tree? My son's tree was all decked out in blue and gold balls. He said, Dad, I've had blue balls for 2,000 years. I don't need this.
hey, why we got you here? Real quick. Right. Did you see this Levi LaValle and Robbie Madison on New Year's Eve on ESPN jumping over the San Diego Bay?
Oh, yes. Of course I saw them. Those idiots were praying as loud as anybody could make. I mean, you know, usually right around that time on New Year's Eve, everybody's too busy fingering their girlfriend and trying to stick their throat down some stranger's mouth. So I usually don't get bothered right about then, but then there's these two guys. Oh, dear God, please don't let us smash into the other wall on the other side. make sure there's no sharks in the water, make sure we make it all the way across, no bolts of lightning. You know what? I'm half tempted one of these times to go ahead and strike one of them down out of the sky, but I've got a contract with ESPN.
Oh.
That's right.
All right. I understand.
No, it's,
right, so,
I've got a contract with Red Bull, too.
So you're going to be, are you going to be all full into the Broncos and the Steelers game?
Oh, I tell you what, I've got a whole big party planned out. We're coming over. I've made seven-layer dip, Tom. It's going to be terrific. You guys should come up here. We're going to sit here with Tom Landry.
Wait, wait a minute. Well, I'm not ready to come up there yet.
Oh, come on. Next week, you're going to slide on a patch of ice. But don't say I told you so.
Stop that! Good jeez!
You don't want to miss this party. Tom Landry's coming, and from what I understand, he's bringing a pennant, and he plans to wave it mildly. I might even invite Al Davis and make him wear a French maid's costume. Hubba, hubba!
That's disgusting, God.
Depends. I can make him look like anything I want.
Yeah, depends. That's what he should be wearing.
Sometimes you can see them in his pants. You know that.
All right. All
he
right,
walks away
right.
And you can see them. I think it's very funny.
Well, I know John and I cannot wait to see this game. John says that the Broncos are going to beat the Steelers.
John is one of my favorite sons. Let me tell you, that boy's got a brain. He's questioned my existence ever since he was born. And I got to tell you, Tom, he's 100% right. I don't exist. I'm just a figment of your imagination.
All right, God.
I work in mysterious ways.
Yes, you do. That's we'll right. See you.
Oh, stop it. Steve Perry, you're heading to the Bachman spell.
Oh, there he is, John.
My favorite. Hey, what do you know, Tom? I guess I'm getting into heaven.
Yeah, how about that?
Do anything I damn well want now.
How about that?
It's almost like I'm Catholic. All I gotta do is say I'm sorry at the end and I'm in.
It's the best of Bang.
I gotta play this one clip real quick. You know, it is Christmas time and therefore Wizard of Oz is on some channel every night because mm-hmm. it's Christmas time. And it happened to be on Saturday night and it just was on. Whatever channel the TV happened to be on, it was on. And I'm in the other room actually wrapping Christmas presents. So right. I can hear Wizard of Oz. I'm not seeing it, but I can hear it. And okay. I just know from over the years at what point they're running through that field of flowers.
The poppies.
The poppies, yeah. They're on their way to the wizard.
Right.
And they're running through that field, and Dorothy falls asleep.
Right.
And they're trying to wake her up, and all of a sudden it starts snowing, and then she wakes up. But because it snowed, it caused the Tin Man to rust, as he always does, so they have to oil him. Anyway, listening to it, it didn't sound like what I thought I was watching.
You were getting ready to go and ask what channel he had put on.
Right.
Well, what are you doing, boy?
I couldn't believe, and I was so glad it was on because it was on in my office, so I was able to rewind it and capture the audio from it so I could let everybody hear what I heard without actually seeing the movie. This is all I heard as I'm wrapping presents. Play it again. Oh, wait a minute. You have to understand. She's scrambling with the oil can to oil the Tin Man. And, and you hear it. At one point, you hear him move him, but it sounds like a bed squeaking. It does. And you got the lion. He's trying to help. But you put it all together and you're not watching, and this is what you get. Quick.
At the end of the movie, she's in bed. Oh, and it was the strangest dream. And you were there, and you were there, and you, and all of the farmhands were there. And Rob Gronkowski was there, but he didn't do anything except take my picture in his jersey. Oh, Annie M., they made such a mess of my hair. I can see the scarecrow now. Whoa! It's been a long time since we've seen a white girl around here. Well, at least one that wasn't a midget anyway.
I don't have a brain up here, but the one down here is working just fine.
If we're going to do the double penetration, I'm afraid I'm going to need a lot more lubrication than what's in my oil can. Oh, so we... And, of course, the lion is over on the side. He's having problems. Cut it up. Get it up. Get it up.
Oh, imagine me, king of the beasts, afraid of a little pussy.
Unbelievable, man. I'm sitting there listening going, I'm not hearing this. This is not right.
Oh, my God. They're fluffing the scarecrow off screen by sticking more straw down his pants.
Oh, hurry.
You've been listening to the best of the Bang Radio Hour.
Visit BangCartoon.com for a complete archive of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour as well as Bang Cartoons.
BangCartoon.com. Listening to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
You're not a loser because you dress up in shoulder pads with spikes on them. You're a loser because you like the Raiders.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Let me inhale it all in one more time.
Yes, ma'am, still yes, ma'am. Yes, sir, still yes, sir. Pull your pants up around your waist. I don't care if I'm your mom or not.
Yeah, they still have Tom Brady, and they're still coached by Bill Belichick.
The last time I cried over football is when Tom Brady got hurt, and those were tears of joy. Your coach is a cheater, your rings are a lie, you back up from Michigan.
We care about the small people.
So long, you fetus-faced windbag.
It's not just our award-winning Peugeot van range. It's your dog grooming, lift engineering, espresso making, patio building, total and utter beating heart of your business Peugeot van range. Rely on advanced new grip models to tackle tough terrain. Add your personality with stylish new asphalt models. Whatever your business, all new partner, expert and boxer can handle it. Visit Peugeot.co.uk. Master the impossible.
At Tesco, we can pop our pasta in your Astra, our Red Leicester in your Fiesta, or our Mayo in your Mondeo. All you need to do is try click and collect. Just go to Tesco.com, order your shopping, then click and collect. With the minimum basket spend now only £25. And if you fancy something a little more exotic, we can even put our Pad Thai in your Cash Kai. Try click and collect at Tesco.com. Every little helps. Selected larger stores, booking charge may apply. See online for full terms and conditions.